Okay, today's daf Lamed Ches. We're actually on Lamed Ches. I just want to go back to the bottom line of Lamed Zayin on the base for a minute. Today's share is sponsored by the Norenberg family, Ilishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shal Pinchas, and the Fufu Shalem for Shimon Tzvi Ben Peth Peril. Okay, so the Kasvan Velo Kruyim. These are written, but they're not read. There are five words that are written and not read. So the truth is, four of them are not in the Torah. One's in the Torah. The truth is, Na di Yislach, not in the Torah. Zos de HaMitzvah, where's that? It's in Parshas Vezchanan. So you ever heard a thing in Parshas Vezchanan where there's a word written and not read? Not such thing. It says the Ran on top, B'seder Vezchanan. It's in Vezchanan. Kach Matzasi Kasov. V'lon Nimtza B'Svarim Shalanu. What does he mean by that? We don't find such a thing where we don't read a word in Parshas Vezchanan. No such thing. Others have a different place where this word Vizos, right? Where is it? The Gemara doesn't say Vizos. Vizos da HaMitzvah. Where is that? It says the Ran, it's in Vezchanan. And the Ran says, how could that be? What? No, it's there. It's written, but you don't read it. So what is that? If it's in Navi, you don't read Navi anyway. You want to tell me I have Torah? It's not such a big deal. Right? But if it's in the Torah, what does that mean? So says so many change it. They argue on the Ran. Even the Ran himself doesn't like it. Right? And they found some other pasuk in Navi somewhere where it says Vizos HaMitzvah.
Rashi says Yirmiyahu.
What? In Yirmiyahu, yeah. Rashi says, Ksiv be Yirmiyahu. Yeah. Right? Why? How can it be in Vezchanan? Okay. Next, Yuducha da Hadoruch. That's number three. Chamesh de Paas Negev, another pasuk. And Im Dechi Goel. That's actually in Rus. So in Rus, I don't know, does anybody remember what we do in Rus? That word, is it red? I think it's Tag and not red. I don't remember. There's something there with some words in Rus which are funny, what you do with them. Okay. Halahen Ksivan Velo Kriyan. They are written, but they're not read. Amar Vacha Barada B'marava Paskin Lahadein Psuka L'Tzlasa Psukin. In the Torah, we have a pasuk which they used to divide up into three psukim. What pasuk is that? Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Hine Anochi Bo Elecha Ba'ava Anon. Right? And the pasuk continues, Bavor Yishma Am B'Divrei Yimach V'Gam B'Chol Yamil Olam V'Yagin Moshe Z'Divrei Am El Hashem. We divide up into three. Why this pasuk? I don't know. The Marsha says it's the only pasuk in the Torah where Hashem speaks and Moshe speaks. Both of them in the same pasuk. That means the Shittim Gebetzah says, listen, they used to lay in the Torah once every 3 years, so they had to make it longer. So they tried to figure out ways to make the Pesukim longer, to break up the Pesukim, more Pesukim. They have more Pesukim, each parasha is not so short. Okay, interesting. Amar Chama Bar Chanina, Lo Hashir Moshe Elami Psulasan Shaluchos. Moshe didn't become rich except from the Psoles of the Luchos that were broken. It was a priceless artifact, and he got the pieces, and he became rich from that.
What did he do with
it? Shinemar? I don't know.
What?
No. Psalachah, Shalachah, Yehei. The psalus is yours. We're going to ask a kasha a little later about this, and I don't really have an answer. The kasha is going to be that the Gemara is going to say in a minute that another has to be rich. How do you know Moshe was rich? From here. And what happened before here? Hashem spoke to him before here. So he wasn't rich. He was a slave. He lived in Pharaoh's house. Whatever he was. He was a fugitive. So where is he rich? He was rich from here. What about before here? It's a good question. It's a very good question. We're going to get very bad answers in a few minutes. What?
Many years are missing. What do you mean? Okay. Married a rich, father-in-law. Used to be rich.
Really?
He also had
his money
in his wife's name.
Yeah. This is also a very difficult statement. What? Didn't have a kedusha. Exactly. But that's a mussar var. There's no kedusha without you making a kadosh. What are the luchos? They're not inherently kadosh. They're not inherently kadosh. They're only kadosh because you're going to keep them. If you don't keep them, then they're worthless. What?
With the hand of the
I'm talking. Will be some of the first. No? The second? Okay. No, in other words, make luchos. Now, you have extra pieces, right? Right, not the first one. Not the first one. The second one. Make luchos. You have to carve it out with stone. It's not stone. It's like a priceless jewel. You have leftover pieces, right? From the carving. That, you got rich.
Perfect. I guess he sold it.
You're just having it means you're rich. You don't have to sell it. You don't have to have cash. He has it. By definition, he's rich. Amar B'Yosef Rechenia. This is a very controversial, very difficult statement. Lo nitna Torah el l'Moshe u'l'zaro. The Torah was only given to Moshe and his children. Shenemar, like it says, k'sav l'cha, p'sal l'cha. Ma p'sal t'an shalcha. Just as the psalus was yours, ask k'sav l'an shalcha. So to the writing was only for you. What does that mean? So, the Shita Mikubetza says, what I think he means, that any Torah that was going to be learned later, not learned, any Torah that was going to be mechadish later, Moshe Rabbeinu knew it also. It was all wrapped up into Moshe, and then it went to the children. So what does it mean, Lazaro? It sounds like it's his children. Difficult line. Difficult line. But the Gemara is going to ask, Moshe Nahagba, Moshe Nogba Tovas Ayin Vanilla Yisrael. Moshe was a nice guy, so he gave it to Yisrael. Wasn't going to be stingy and keep it for himself. No, he shared the Torah with Klal Yisrael. He shared. He's a nice person, right? Valav Akasav Omer. The pasuk says Tov Ayin Hu Yivara. A good person should be blessed. It's like, Gemara, what are you talking about? Masur of Chista. It says Vaosi Tziva Hashem Ba'itzi Lamed Eschem. Hashem commanded me that day to teach you the Torah. What do you mean Moshe was a nice guy? So Gemara says, no. V'osi tziva, Hashem commanded me kama, v'ani lochem, and I was a nice guy, and I taught it to Klai, so I didn't have to.
Wait a second, but they also asked the Mishmah.
I know. The whole thing is difficult. Re'ei, l'amadati eschem, it says, Re'ei, l'amadati eschem, chukim u'mishpatim, kasher tzivani Hashem elokai, like Hashem commanded me to teach you. No, again, osi tziva, no, Hashem commanded me to teach myself. Vani lochem, and I was a nice guy, and I taught you Torah. Next, it says va'ata kisvu lochem es hashira hazos. Right now, write this. Right, v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk continues. So Gemara says, no, that's hashira l'chuda. That's just the shira. Just the shira to teach you. Right, that's it. Just the shira. Laman tia li hashira hazos le'ed b'nei Yisrael. Right? What does the kasha? The kasha is, what do you mean that they taught him just the shira? What's the point in that? As the Ran says, Ishira levada kamar. You're just talking about the shira. Maisa hadusa ikka. What kind of testimony is that? Right? What kind of testimony is that? Asks the marsha. What do you mean? What kind of testimony is that? So the shira says that. If the B'nai Yisrael keep the Torah, good. And if not, not. What more do you need? That's all they have to know. Moshe's a nice guy, and he taught them the whole Torah. The Shira, he had to teach them. Why? They should know. There's a lot on the line here. This is not some joke. Keep the Torah, good. You don't keep the Torah, it's no good. So what is the Ran talking about? The Ran says, well, what kind of Eidos is the Shira? It's very good Eidos. It's very excellent Eidos. Right? Well, it's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was that the Gemara's question was, well, what's the purpose of teaching the Shira? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara's going to answer, you're right, we're not talking about the Shira. Right? We're not talking about the Shira. But the Gemara's question is, what's special about the Shira? Says the Ran, what kind of Eidos is that? Says the Marsha, it's excellent Eidos. So the Chassam Sofer says that some difficult answer also, what does he say? He says that the Iker learning is Tarsha Bal Peh. Not sure what he means exactly. And if I just had the Shira, I would think they would forget the Torah. I'm not exactly sure. It's a very good question. So, in other words, the question on the question is a good question. However, we still have to give an answer. The answer is, you're right. The Shira was not what was given to Moshe. Really, Moshe did teach the whole Torah to Klal Yisrael. And really, he was commanded to do that. So what does the Gemara mean when it said before that the Torah was only given to Moshe and his children? What does that mean? Ella, pipula ba'alma, pilpul. That's what it means. That was only given to Moshe. And Moshe was a nice guy, and he shared it.
Now,
it's interesting. Look at the rush. It's the last rush before the lines get wide. The last skinny rush, where it says Pilpul of Alma. You see it? What does that mean? Pilpul of Alma. Pilpul. What does that mean? The yeshivish way of learning, like with Vic. What does that mean? Says the Rosh. No, that's not what it means. Havana v'charifus, understanding and being sharp. V'hainu kisvan shalacha. That Moshe only got himself. Ki kol ha-chachma, listen to this line. Ki kol ha-chachma, all the chachma, v'ha-seichel, and all the seichel, remuzim b'ksav ha-torah, is hinted in the ksav ha-torah, b'tzuras ha-osios, in the shapes of the letters. It's almost a Kabbalistic idea.
No,
what does that mean?
Why? Didn't
talk
about the same thing.
Right?
It's talking about the target.
He's talking about the Tzura Osios.
Yeah.
That what? The target are part of the Tzura Osios. Not the only. It's the whole letter, including any crowns. That what? That all the pilpul is wrapped up in them, hidden in them.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Amar Yochanan. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashche Shechinaso. Hashem doesn't rest his Shechina, Ella al Gibor, Ashir, Chacham, Anav. You have to have all these qualities. You have to be a Gibor, an Ashir, a Chacham, and an Anav. So Kulam mi Moshe. We'll learn them all out from Moshe. Why do you have to have all these traits?
It's not equal opportunity then.
Why?
Because you have to be rich.
What?
It's in average. You have middle rich.
So why do you have to have all these traits? What?
That's right.
What's number one?
That's contradictory.
Simcha?
Yep.
Doesn't say it here.
I know that.
So why do you have to have these traits? Right? Why do you have to have, why does it be rich? Why does it be strong? Why do you have to have that?
Wealthy.
What? Wealthy. Why? Why? So there are three answers. There are three answers to this question. Nobody says that. Nobody says Kazisha Vadat. Nobody says that answer. There are three answers.
What do you mean Gibor? You mean
strong. So the Rambam says it doesn't mean physical things. It means Gibor is Kavashis Yitzro. And rich means Sebech Bechelko. That's what it means. That's the Rambam's answer. That's one answer. Others give other different answers. The Ben Yoyada says an unbelievable answer. He says, really, all you have to be is an Anav. That's the only requirement. How are you an Anav if you're not rich? Anyway, you're an Anav. You're a nobody. You have to be a somebody in order to be an Anav. A true Anav is somebody who's a somebody. It's an unbelievable heart. If you're a nobody, if you're a loser, you're not rich, you're this, you're poor, you're everything, you're weak, you're nothing. Well, what kind of Anav are you? Yeah, I'm an Anav. Of course you're an Anav. You have no reason not to be an Anav. You're a rich guy. And you're a rich guy, you're a strong guy, you're a chash of a person, you have chachma, you have everything, you have it all. And you're an Anav. That's somebody who's special. That's somebody who's an Anav. It's an unbelievable heart.
Yeah,
basically,
you have to be an up-and-coming nobody.
Right. No, because an Anav means, I have a lot. I have a lot, but I'm still an Anav.
Because Ashir and Anav are Stira.
Well, exactly. It's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. You have to be an Ashir and you're still an Anav. Then you're worthy of Nevuah. It's unbelievable heart.
It's like Yeshiva in Europe, but they always denigrate themselves.
Yeah.
Navardic.
They weren't Nevi'im.
No, but the guy comes the first day, the for a rookie, goes, I'm nothing. Who are you doing? You're not even the only one there.
The story is, the guy comes.
The first day, Max's head against the wall.
Yeah.
And the guy said, well, what are you doing? The first thing, you already think you're a nobody?
Exactly. Right, look who thinks he's a nobody. Right, look who thinks he's a nobody. The third answer is given by the Ran in the Drashas Haran. The Rambam was the first answer. Rambam says they're all spiritual things. Second answer was, really, you have to be a somebody to be a Navi, to be an Anav. And the third answer was, interesting answer, the Drashas Haran says, because if you don't have all these traits, you can't be a leader of Klai Yisrael. Why? Because you don't need to be poor to know what it's like to be poor. But you need to be rich to know what it's like to be rich. So you can't be a leader of all the people if you don't have these qualities, because you can't relate to them. In order to relate, right? But why? Because in order to relate to everybody, you have to have all these traits. Then I can feel for him, and I can feel for him. Ah, he's a rich guy. Yeah, but if I'm not rich, I can't feel for him because I don't know what his nisyonos are. and then I can't be a leader.
Even the poor guy can't relate to the rich.
What? So the assumption is everybody can relate to being poor. That you can always relate to.
Unfortunately, that's not
the case.
Right.
But that's the theory. The theory was, I don't have to be poor to relate to being poor.
Right, but as the poor man claims to relate to this rich leader.
So maybe that's why what you said, that they'll pick somebody who's poor to make him rich. That way, then he lives in both worlds.
If he was
right, he'd have to become rich.
Correct.
Right? So then he's in both worlds. But it wouldn't answer, it wouldn't explain our first, the other end of the Vayner Yod's answer, that you have to be rich to be an honor. Right, okay, very good. Anyway, V'kulami Moshe. All this is from Moshe. How do you know? Gibar Dechsev. V'yifro Shesa Oel Al Mishkan. And he picked up the Mishkan. Omar Mar, Moshe Rabbeinu Parsu. He, what does Parsu mean? He spread it out, right. V'tziv eser amos orech hakeresh, right? So how else could he not do it if he wasn't strong? So ema da orech v'katin. Maybe he was tall, but he was weak. So he's tall, so he's able to do it, right? So the Gemara says no elamina dein krav for a different pasuk. It says v'tziv efros v'shnei luchos v'ashlichem me'al shtei yadoi v'ashabrim. I picked up the two luchos and I broke them. Tanya haluchos orchan shisha v'rachman shisha v'avyan shlosha. Right, they were heavy. They were heavy. Ask the Marsha, right? One second. Yeah, not the Marsha. Ask the Shalmei Nedarim. What kind of raya is this that he was strong because he broke the luchos? If I give you something extremely heavy, you're also going to drop them and break them. What kind of raya is this? So he quotes in the name of the Shita Mikubetzes. That's one answer. One answer is he held it over his head and he threw them down. So then he was tacking through. That's one answer. The Shita Mikubetzes has a fascinating answer, which is not push up shot. He broke them with his hands before he threw them. Only a strong person could do that. Yeah, exactly. He broke them in hand and then he threw them. That's not push up shot. I never thought that shot before, but it's a fascinating shot. It answers the question. Only a strong person could do that.
You see his brute strength. It's not
exactly. What?
You see his brute strength. The mother.
So the Rambam would have to agree that on some level it's pasha pshat too. Right. That's an interesting pshat. That's an interesting question. Right. That's very interesting. He broke it in half with his hands before he threw them. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, Gibor. That was an Asher. That was Gibor. Now, yeah. Asher, Psalacha, Psalzon Shalacha Yehei. Right? He got rich from the pieces. So now here the Yavetz asks, what happened till this point? Hashem didn't talk to Moshe till this point? It's a good question. This is already the end. This is already, right? So what happened till here? Moshe, L'chor Moshe wasn't rich. So Rashi in Chumash says that he got rich. Rashi says the lashon like this, that Mipsalosan Shaluchos Nisaser Moshe Harbe. He became very rich. Rashi's already alluding to this problem. And he was rich. How? Maybe from his father-in-law, maybe who knows where. He was in missing years, we don't know what he did. Maybe the Medrash was a king, and maybe he was rich. But he wasn't very rich. He became very rich. That's one answer. Okay? That's one answer. The Yaravitz himself says that who said it? You said it. You said that means Yishev Adas. That's a Moshe had Yishev Adas. That's Satzat Samech Bechelko. So Moshe had that, he was rich. So Eina Chanami, he wasn't physically rich, he was mentally rich. That's good enough too. And the third answer is that this is a difficult answer. Because it just goes against the third answer is the Marsha says all these traits are to have kvias of a nevuah, to be like, you know, you're always getting nevuah. To get nevuah once in a blue moon, not the kvias, you don't need all these traits. So I'm telling you that till here Moshe was a navi, not the kvias. Hard to say. What? It's hard to say that. Okay, so those are the answers. The question. Those are the answers.
You have to work out.
Right.
Gym membership to a separate gym. You can't have any, you know.
Of course not. Yes. Chacham, what does the Chacham mean? Rav Shmuel Darim Teveo, Chamishim Shari Bina. Right? 50, 50 gates of wisdom. Right? This is not a Kabbalah sefer. This is a Gemara. What are 50 gates of wisdom? It's an esoteric idea. A Kabbalistic idea. No question about that. It's not a nigla idea. Right? There's a 50 gates of wisdom. And as a matter of fact, Nivru Ba'olam, the 50 gates, the Kul Midla Moshe Chaser Achad. And Moshe reached 49 levels. It's pretty smart. Shenema, like it says, V'techezreu Ma'atmi Elokim. I'm just missing a little bit from Hashem. What little bit is he missing? Says the Ran. Tell me what this means. Yediyas Hashem Yisbarach, knowledge of Hashem Yisbarach, Al Amitaso, on his truth, on his MS, Kedichziv, like it says, and Hashem's missing, he's missing a little bit from Hashem. What does that mean? That's the 50th level. Knowing Hashem in his truth. Anybody know what that means?
No.
No one has any idea what that means.
When did he acquire this? After it was in 80 or
what?
Whole life? When did he acquire this?
Well,
it
makes sense.
49 levels.
What did he ask Hashem?
He said, Harinu Kvodecha. Let me see your glory. Didn't say, let me see your MS. These are literally... Right. There's no question. That's also a difficult pasuk there. What do you want to see? No question. This is not like... This is very, very esoteric. You know? The Gemara has it all. Even Kabbalah. There's no question this is Kabbalah. This is the secret wisdom of the Torah. We don't know what it means.
Right,
can read the words. I can translate the words into English.
Right,
still don't know what it means.
Why did this on his own? Or Hashem helped him when he...
It's a good question. It's a good question. Right? How do you get that? How do you get like up to 23rd, 24th, 25th level? Like, how does that happen?
An actuary test is
so sure.
You have to pass all 10 tests.
What?
What,
you learn yourself to try? That's all you got to do?
For actuary test.
No, you got to live it.
You got to live it, exactly.
Learn it.
Well, anyone can learn it. Any high school kid can learn it.
I learned it twice. I'm going to do it twice.
Exactly. Anav, what about Anav? Dechsev, like it says, oh, we got to move. The Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od, he was very big Anav. Amr B'Yochanan, Kalan Avim Ashir Ma'yu Minalan, all Navis were rich. Minalan, how do you know? Mi Moshe, Shmuel, Amos, and Yonah. Moshe, Dechsev, it says, Lo Chamor Echad Mehem Nasati. I didn't even take a single donkey. Now, what do you mean? Ibalo Agra, if you didn't pay for it. But you want to tell me that Moshe was a great man? He didn't steal a single donkey. No. Lafuke Miman Deshaka Bala Agra? What, he praising a guy for not stealing? That's crazy. Ella, rather, Dafil Bagra, even with paying. So, what do you see? He was rich. Kind of right, he said. Dilma Mishun Da'arihu. He didn't know he was poor. He didn't have any money. Ella, because Mimsalacha, Psalta Yehishalacha. It was from the pieces of the Luchos. So, what was the Gemara's Hava meaning here? Next, is Shmuel also. Shmuel Dechzev, it says, Hinu Anu Bi Neged Hashem, Veneged Mashiach Vashar, Milakachti, Vechamar Lid Milakachti. I didn't take a donkey, I didn't take a shar. So, Ibechidam, if you didn't pay for it, Lafuke Man Deshakal Bechidam, what, you're praising a guy for not stealing? No. Ella Dafilu Bitschar, even if he paid. So Dilma Ani Havi, maybe he was an Ani? No, he wasn't an Ani. Ella Mehacha, it says, Vishuvaso, Haramasa, Kisham Beso. Vama Rava, Kal Makam Shalach, Beso Imo. Wherever he went, he rode the circuit. He used to go from town to town. Wherever he went, he had his house. Why? Because he was very rich. Okay. Amar Rava, Gadol Mashenemar B'Shmuel, Yosher Mashenemar B'Moshe. Dilu B'Moshe Rabbeinu Tziv, it says, Lo Chamor Echa Ben Vasasi, Afilu B'Tzchar. Vilu Gabi Shmuel, it says, Afilu B'Ratzon. Even B'Ratzon, Lo Tzcharo. Afilu B'Ratzon, even if they wanted to. Tziv, like it says, V'Yomru Lo Ashkenu, V'Lo Ratzonenu. Fine. Amos, Tziv, it says, V'Yad Amos, V'Yomru Alamatia, Lo Navi Anochi, V'Lo Benovi Anochi, I'm not a Navi, I'm not a son of a Navi, Ki Boker Anochi, I'm just a Boker. What's a Boker? What does it say?
A
cattle driver, yeah. Uboles shkedim, and I have almonds. The Kizimatagi Rabbi Yosef says Ari Mari Gisi Ana Vishikman Li Vishafalta. Meaning I have cattle, real estate, and I have cattle. Yonah Dhsiv says Vayite Tschara Vayeridba. Yonah paid the fare to the boat and he went down to the boat. Vamar Yonachan Shinatan Tschara shall Svina Kula. He paid the fare for everybody. Right? He paid the fare for the whole cruise, he paid the fare for everybody. And Amr of Ramunas Schar shall Svina have a dollar Allah from Dinari Dava. It was 4,000 dinars of gold. Like, why do we need to know that? Why do we need to know the price? Like, what does that mean? I don't know. Amr Biochanan, Bitkila Yamoshalam Torah Bishkacha. First, the Torah, he forgot it. Ad Shadidna Lobe Matana. It was given to him as a Matana. Shenemar Vayitin El Moshe Kichaloso Ludavar Ito. And Hashem gave it to him as a Matana. Okay? Good. Now back to earth. Back to Masechta Sedarim. Vizon Es Ishto. You're allowed to support. It's someone else's wife, I make a neder against you. I'm like, I can support your wife. That I can do. I make a neder against you. You're not your wife. Says the Ran, even though if I support your wife, if I pay her for food, I'm saving you from paying for her food. So I'm saving you money. That says grama. It's indirect. That's indirect. And therefore it's mutter.
How about Machikanish to call Kanabala?
What?
What about Machikanish to call Kanabala? And he's doing to why he's actually doing to him?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Afalpi, Shuchayev Bimzon Osan. Even though you're chayev to support your wife, you're not doing it. And I support her, it's okay. Even though I'm saving you money, it's still okay. V'lo yozan es behemto. You can't support someone else's animals. Bain tameya, bain tahar. Whether they're kosher animals or treif animals. Rebbe Elazar Omer, no. Zonas hatameya. I can feed the treif animal. Vein zonas hatahar. But I can't feed the tahar animal. Why? Because if I feed the tahar animal, I made it more geschmack for you. I mean, I fattened it up for you. Right? Therefore, I can't do that. You're getting hana. But a treif animal, what am I fattening it up for? You can't eat it anyway. You can sell it. I can see it in a minute.
To work, you have a donkey, a horse, and I feed it.
But that's worth making them extra fat. So Amar Lo, Ma Ben Tamei L'Tayro. What's the difference if it's a kosher animal or a treif animal? Amar Lo, Shatahora Nafsha L'Shamayim. A tar animal, the nefesh, the neshama belongs to Hashamayim. The guf Shalo, and the guf belongs to you. But Tamei, by a Tamei animal, Nafsha V'guf L'Hashamayim. The whole thing doesn't belong to you. What can you do with it? You can't eat it. Amar Lo, what are you talking about? Afa Tamei Nafsha L'Shamayim V'guf Shalo. The guf is yours. Why? Shem Yirtza Harei U'Mochol Al Tegachavim. You can give it to a guy. You can sell it to a guy. Oh, Ma'achil Eklav. You can use it for dog food. So either way, fatter treif animal is better. So why doesn't Rabbi Elazar agree with that? It's such a good svara. What's he saying? It's only eating? But not other hana? That must be pshat. He meant only eating. And since you can't eat a treif animal, it doesn't matter if we fatten it up or not. I could sell it. That's not the hana of the yasser. Right? Because if you can sell it and buy food, that's a grama. Good? Okay, next. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya, Amar Rav Huna, Hamoder Hana Mechavero, if somebody makes a nether against you, right? I make a nether against you. Mutter Lisa Lobito. So I'm allowed to marry his daughter. So who's allowed to marry whose daughter? Reuven makes a nether against Shimon. So now Reuven can marry Shimon's daughter? Or Shimon can marry Reuven's daughter? Which one? Well, we don't know. So Havi Bar Reb Zera. So Reb Zera was wondering about that. The Maya Skina, one second, what's the case? E Lema Benichse Avi Kala Asurin Al Hachasan. Reuven makes a nether against Shimon. I'm not going to have enough from Shimon. Shimon's got a pretty girl, a pretty daughter. They want to tell me Reuven's allowed to marry her? How can Reuven marry her? Why? Listen to this line. Harimose lo shivcha l'shamsho. What's his wife? A shivcha. Right? That's a wife, a shivcha. So if I make hana, I can't have enough from you. How can I marry your daughter? You just gave me a shivcha. You gave me someone to cook for me, to clean for me, take care of me. I got hana. I can't be pshat. How could that be? But the father gave her over. So we're going to give an answer. The answer is she's over 12 and a half. So it's not the father didn't do it. He didn't do anything. But if she's a katana, the father gave me a, he gave me everything. He gave me a cook and a cleaning and a, she gave me all these things. So how can he do that? I don't know.
Indirect.
What?
Indirect.
What do you mean? It's direct. Here, Mr. Person, I have an edder against you. Here's my daughter. She'll cook for you. She'll clean for you. She'll have children for you. Mamash hana. That can't be shot. Right?
I think at that point, you wouldn't go there.
Ella's all the way around. The nichse chasen, the nechasen of the chasen, asurin al aviakala. So why can't, right? The chasen stuff, the father of the kala, can't have enough from the chasen stuff. So why can't he give him his daughter? No reason why not. Right? So says the Gemara, what kind of chiddush is that? Our Mishnah had a bigger chiddush. Our Mishnah said, you can support someone else's wife. So you can support your own wife? What kind of chiddush is that? That I'm allowed to have hana, I'm allowed to marry the woman, that I can't give hana to the father-in-law? I'm bigger chiddush. I can give hana to someone's whole stranger. Right? Gedola mizu amru. A bigger chiddush than that. What did the Mishnah say? Zonas ishto, you can support the esbanav. You could support your wife,
his wife,
someone else's wife, and someone else's kids. Afal pishu chayim zonotan. Even though he's chayiv to support them. What did I do? I just saved you $1,000 a month. Because you're not supporting your wife, I'm supporting her, your wife. I saved you $1,000 a month, and that's good. That's okay. So is there any shaila now that I can't support my own wife? But what's the issue? But I have a nether against the father-in-law? Big deal. What kind of chiddush is that? So Gemara says, you tell me you're allowed to support... Of course. The la'olam really... That's the other way around. The father made a neder, a father-in-law made a neder against a son-in-law. So, l'chori, he can't give him his daughter. He's giving him a cook and everything, right? Ubebito bogeres. No, but she's old. She's 18 years old. Umidaita. And she agrees to this. So, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Nothing to do with the father. Right? She's, oh, the age of consent. I don't need his consent. What? She's on her own. So, what's the chiddush? I'm not sure what the chiddush is now.
Who's paying for the wedding?
So go to the rabbi's study. You know, elope, no wedding. You could do that
because maybe the word about Nadin here because she's 18.
So you tell me because of Nadin,
right?
So
it's not Nadin issues.
Right. So he's not paying. Doesn't the question is, does he have to pay? The answer is no. Can't give her no. You want my daughter? I can't stop her. She's an adult. She can do whatever she wants. Right. Tanya nami hachi hamudar adami chaveiro. If you marry Asir Lasilo Bito. You're not going to marry the daughter if she's a katana. You're not talking about it. Why? Your mom is getting enough from the guy. But Avo Masia Bito Bogeres Umidaita. But if she's a Bogeres and she consents, it's totally okay.
That's the Romeo and Juliet.
Exactly. Exactly. Listen to this line. Listen to this Gemara. Amar of Yaakov. Hamadir Bino L'Talmud Torah. Let's say a guy makes a neder. Listen, look at the Ran. It's the third wide line. Hamad Res Bino Latamatara?
Who's
Rav
Yaakov?
Rav Yaakov?
Yeah.
He's not that common.
No.
No. Look at the third line of the Ran.
Hamad
Res Bino Latamatara. Ha'av Hidiro? Listen to this. Let's talk about dedication. A father wants his son to learn Torah. So the son's going to say, listen, I got to drive him to the airport, and I have to take care of him, and I have to do this, I have to do that. How can I learn? I'm so busy taking care of my father. So the father makes a neder, can't have enough of me. So don't. That's not. I'm not an excuse why you can't learn. You hear this? Ha'av heidiro. The father makes a neder. Shelo yehene aviv mimenu. He can't have enough from his son. So his son cannot drive him to the airport, and his son cannot go shopping for him. All these things he cannot have enough from him. Kadesh lo yisbatal mitar matara. So he shouldn't be battling around all day. I'm driving with, take my father all over the place. You hear what the father did? Unbelievable, no?
We'll get out of that.
What? Mutter, lemalos lo chavetz shomayim. You can bring your father a cup of water. Ulahadlik lo haner. You can bring him a candle. Light a candle for him. It's dark in the room. You light a candle for him. Says the Ran, why? Listen to the next Ran. Dimistama mimile zutra kihani. These small things. Dilekalahu bitl limud Torah. That's not really bitl Torah. For 2 seconds, you your father would drink from the kid from the fridge. That's not bitl Torah. Lo adre. That was not part of the neder. Right? To go take him to every doctor and waste half a day every time. That's a neder. He'll find his own way to get to the doctor. But to give him a cup of water from the kitchen, that you can do. V'hachi muchach hai pirusha b'tosefta de b'choros. Tanya ma'isa be'echa. There was a person shehirtza b'nol Talmud Torah. He wanted his son to learn Torah very much. He made a neder not to do any malacha for him. And he allowed us to do these small household chores. That he allowed. So that is kibud aveim. The father says, do me a favor, take me to that doctor. I can't take you. You made a neder. Father's allowed to make a neder, by the way. It's not a problem. The father can say, I don't want my son doing kibud aveim for me. Why is that a problem?
Because the father forces him not to be
so. But anyone can do that. I don't want you doing favors for me. I don't want you doing chesed for me. I don't want your chesed. Just, I'm not allowed to do that.
I don't want you to be shemeshavas.
No, because that's between you and God.
But this is your
I point. Can't tell you to violate the Torah. But I can tell you, I don't want your chesed. I don't want your chesed. I prefer you go to work, have a normal job. Don't. Right?
Mitzvah says, keep it up,
God remain. Correct. Mitzvah says, chesed also. If you have to recha kamocha. Right?
Well defined.
It's 100%.
This is very
100% chesed, the right, no question about it.
You don't ask him to do anything, you're not over it.
Well, is that, what, was that true?
Well, one second. He has to go out of his way, but he's not in a position to do anything.
I don't know. So you come out in the morning, you see your father sitting by the bus stop. Where are you going, Dad? So I'm going to the doctor. So I'll give you a lift. No, don't you do that. Is that a violation? Is keeping up with the father says that? No, I want you to go to work. I'll get there myself. What? So that's exactly what's going on. So he made an end there. Same thing.
But you have Menachem, a different way of looking at it.
Yeah, is that
a...
I mean,
you can keep it out of aim by listening to him and either learning or going to work in this latest example of yours.
Exactly. It's exactly what he's saying. I want you to learn. I'll get there by myself. I don't want you driving me. So what's the difference? It's the same as anything, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Is anything wrong with that? No, there's nothing wrong with that.
What's small? What's big?
So that's a good question. Because now we're talking about little dad cotton. You can cook for him also. You can cook some fish for him in the kitchen. You can also do that for your father. That's not considered bittul Torah. The point is,
that is
bittul
Torah.
What? So you see from here that there's an inyan of kibud of aim,
right?
On a small scale, and that's not what the father meant. He didn't mean you can't for 5 minutes be busy with him. He meant for 5 hours. And therefore, these big things, to me, it's not such a concept. And these big things, he's Michael, and these small things he can do for your father, not the end of the world. Amar b'yir b'yamar b'yonasan, Yochanan, hamader hanam mechaveiro, you make a neder, mutal hashkos a koshal shalom. You're allowed to give him a koshal shalom. Mind you, what is that? Hachi tergama koshal beis avel. It's something by the avel's house. But my Rav Amri koshal beis amerachatz, they used to give you a cup when you came out of the bathhouse. That none of that is considered... None of that is considered hana. V'lo yazan es behemto, you can't feed his animal. Tanya Yeshua ish uza omar zon avadav uvishvachosav hakananim. Yeah, avadav hakananim, you can feed them. V'lo yazan es behemto, bein tmei bein tahora. But the animals, no. My time, why? Avadav vishvachosav hakananim l'mane chirusa av dividon. They are just, they're there to serve him. So by you feeding them, it's like feeding the wife. You saved him money? That we said that's a grama.
Doesn't gain anything.
But behema, lipituma avida. But a behema, you need to fatten it up. So to fatten it up is a problem. The guy gets a big benefit. The animal was 100 pounds, now it's 150 pounds. It's worth so much more. That you can't do. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.